Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the very last episode of DTNS and Good Day Internet for 2019. Thank you all so much for your support throughout the year. You make every show we do fun and worthwhile, and we could not do it without you. On that note, Joe, aka Theater Monkey, has put together a set of the best highlights from this year's GDI and DTNS. Enjoy. Good day, Internet. Man, you know what?
News is breaking late today.
I think I'll have a beer.
Okay.
We're doing a chess game in the master level thread on Patreon right now. And Paul Reese, I actually don't know if it's just Paul Reese playing or if he's coordinating with the rest of the master level people, but he's the one that posts all the moves. He posted a move 2 minutes before showtime. That's a gambit if I ever heard of one. Warms my heart. Everybody in the Discord right now is sharing their ICQ numbers.
Aww. They still have them? Jeez.
I want a t-shirt that has the burger emoji, the ramen emoji, and the number 5 on it.
Burger noodle 5.
I also understand that I am living in a world where I have few guests. And I might feel differently if I had people over all the time going, why does your kitchen smelling garlic?
Are you cooking something? No, that's my Blade plug-in. It's garlic.
It's my cologne.
Well, but it's not like, hey, I've got guests over and they think my kitchen smells like poop. It's garlic.
Better than that. It is better. Yeah. Darren Kitchen and I on Signal went on a long pun off the puns had to be around members of the DTNS crew. I made a pun on Elon Musk's name. And Darren said, that's okay. I get snubbed at the office. And I said, well, I just try to stay in my lane at work. And then Darren said, have you really? The jury's still out on that. And I wrote, Roger that.
This is so dad joke, but also so funny.
Wow.
That's true friendship.
Oh, it kept going.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. I mean, that's
that is that that is real. Horrible. That's not you could have a lot of acquaintances who would just not do that with you on Signal.
Sarah?
Yes.
Could I get you some tapas?
I know what you want.
Perhaps some small plates of Huawei news or
I will have line 3.
Oh, that's actually not what I was just trying to transition us to doing the show, but we could do that too.
I thought that's what you were going for.
Can I get you some tapas? Perhaps.
I was like, I know what you want. You want something from me, Tom. And I'll do it.
Find out the secrets behind one of your favorite Daily Tech Headlines hosts. I mean, your favorite on Monday and Friday, anyway.
Tuesday and Thursday, obviously the best days.
Yeah. Wednesday is your pinnacle. I mean, it's right there in the middle of the week.
just holding on, keeping everybody balanced.
I hadn't thought about the pyramid aspect of that.
Tom Merritt, the news hump.
Why haven't I gone by that before now?
I don't know.
What could possibly
you
be
have
wrong
that about? One for free.
Yeah,
it was either you get coffee and tea and stuff, but also hot soup of some kind. It was usually. Because you could just sit and just sip it, and it was like savory, and you could just take forever to drink. It was hot. Like, I would totally drink more soup if it was presented to me in drinkable format.
Tom is doing something in front of his camera.
Ooh, ugh, oh, look at him drinking. You're not really drinking that. Is he really drinking that? That's cold tomato soup in a box. You really drank that.
I bet it wasn't refrigerated.
Dude, I've seen him eat a chocolate donut and then wash it down with Clamato. So I think he would do it. I think
it's because he has messed up taste buds.
I'm fairly certain that I did say women's underwear has been removed. And Zoe has suggested that as a title for this show.
Yeah, it's funny. It's
I was taken out of context.
A likely story. That's why we would flag such filthy content. Tom.
Right. You're moving undies. Get out of here. Many people get it wrong and say walked softly. So maybe I'm not alone.
You probably heard other people saying that. That's why.
And I don't even know what it means.
Speak softly and carry a big stick means you don't have to yell at people to threaten them. But, you know, show that you've got the means to punish them if they get out of line.
The idea is that
this whole time I was always like, you're walking like gingerly.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it changes everything.
It's actually more threatening because speak softly would be like, I've got a big stick in my hand. And I go, now, Sarah, don't you want to change your mind about that? I wouldn't say anything. I'd just walk up to you quietly.
Well, it's like a ninja.
What do we tell kids constantly? Stop running. Sit still. See, if we just let them in, you know, the ancient times where they weren't told that, they would just become marathon runners.
Discover yourself and don't get eaten. I'll see you for dinner.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, that's the trade-off. Some of your kids got eaten back then. But, you know, the ones that didn't were, you know, faster. I was going to reveal something on the show today, but I can't remember what it was now.
Well, there that's we not much of a reveal.
I know. It's not much of a tease, is it?
We're waiting time.
I am your father. All three.
Good Lord.
Wow. That's aggressive. A lot.
No, that's not it. Thank goodness.
Scientifically not possible.
In my case, big upgrade.
Hey, Good Day Internet, if you don't know, is the internet's only show that focuses on making you have a good day. Whoa. Not just hoping.
Is it the only one, Tom?
Oh, yeah. No, it's, I mean, that could be advertising puffery, but it's the only one.
It's the only one. Oh, okay, it's one of a handful of shows.
Only show we do.
It's the best one.
It is definitely the best.
Yeah, one. Not the only one, but it's top.
It's the only show we do that forces you to have a good day against your will.
Good day, Internet. You don't like hate a BlackBerry. You're just saying you don't care if you eat one or not. Right?
No. I actively dislike the taste of most berries. I
will now question whatever culinary advice or opinion you ever give from this point forward.
This relationship has become contentious. In my workouts, I want to sweat. There's going to be moisture and there will be abuse.
Abuse of these headphones. I will throw them against the wall.
I need the headphones that can withstand all three. Goes way back to when we all got answering machines for the first time.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Back in the early 80s. Well, I mean, when answering machines became, you know, something that you could buy. And people were like, I don't sound like that. I sound like that? Oh my gosh. And it was like this thing where like you couldn't accept your sort of outgoing message for, you know, when you weren't home and people
and
were
because of that, messages. We got wait for the beep. You got to leave your name. You got to leave your number. Wait for the beep. That's right. This cassette of answering machine messages available for only $19.99.
Those are the worst. Oh.
This particular man played the Mamas and the Papas repeatedly. Mm-hmm. And it was sometimes at like 3 a.m.
Oh, wow.
You know, where it would start to get like, this is like scary horror movie stuff. Because once you hear that song too many times, you're like, it's kind of in that sort of like, you know, that B flat type thing where it's like, it's not like a happy song necessarily.
What if the boombox is playing, the batteries are slowly dying?
Right.
I guess it would have to be a tape deck at that point where it actually started to go more slowly. My mom just texted me that there used to be a candy bar called Love Nest.
Whoa.
Oh. Like, who wants to eat that candy bar?
That sounds rather uncomfortable.
Doesn't it, though?
Would anyone care for a Love Nest?
Look at me.
Well, then there was that old candy key party, which I don't know which one.
Sunken living room style.
Oh, I see you've brought out the Love Nest.
Can I interest you in a Love Nest? No, thank you. No, thank you. I don't want that. What are some other inappropriate words that we can't use anymore? I can think of lots of them.
Sarah's just torturing me right now.
Tom's like, please don't, because Roger will do it. Please don't tee up Roger.
I know a few.
We should get rid of the metric system. That's one thing I don't like.
The metric system is the opposite of your argument. What are you gonna pick?
I knew I'd get Roger on my side.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I just don't understand who would ever want to use the metric system.
Most of the world.
Gosh, you're so easy to rile up. Did you get upset when you were teased as a child?
Not only about the metric system.
The radio station, I've pinpointed it to, they're definitely speaking Spanish.
Oh, this is the one that's coming in
that only I can hear. Yeah. So the entire time we're doing our show, and this just happened like within the last 3 days, I am also listening to a Spanish speaking radio show of some kind.
See,
so if you think you're going crazy, try being me for a day.
What if it's from the future with a warning?
Yeah. What if it's you?
And I'm the one who's going to save the world. And instead I'm like, shush up,
station. Your enemies don't understand Spanish. So you're like, I can only communicate with my past self in Spanish. Hopefully she'll understand.
I am not saving the world very well right now, am I?
We are all in mortal danger unless you learn Spanish is what this comes down to.
A friend of mine alerted me to a new Gatorade sub-brand called Gatorade Flow.
Ew, that doesn't sound.
Sounds like
a fiber beverage.
Back it out through the focus group.
And the funny thing is that, like, okay, so Gatorade, lemon, lime, some people don't like that flavor. That's the one that I like the most. But it's yellow, right? Well, the Gatorade Flow version of this is a little bit more urine-esque. Not gonna lie. Gatorade Flow does not sound good.
Not okay. Please stop saying it. Hey, Ma! M-A-A-A.
Ma. Yeah. Three A's.
Ma.
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 You gotta do it like a sheep. I do remember back in the day, it was like you'd have little 45s, you know, and it would ding, and then it would tell you when to flip the 45 over, you know, because they couldn't fit the whole thing on one side. And there was one that I had. I don't know why my parents got it for me, but you know that story, The Fox and the Hound?
Oh,
well.
Right.
Well, it doesn't end well.
No, it doesn't.
It's a real tragedy of a kid's story. And I remember, like, it was like something where at the end of it, you know, I'd be beside myself sobbing. And finally, my parents were like, okay, we're not going to play The Fox and the Hound anymore. you can listen to Snow White or whatever it is. You're, you know, the other stuff you're listening to.
It was as harsh as Bambi in the end. That-
oh,
I know.
Just brutal.
Like, I like that. My old Yeller 45 record.
You go. Same idea.
Where the
same
red
idea.
Fern grows. You should get the where the red fern grows.
Oh, both,
you
know. God.
Walking
why
Dead.
Do they do, why do they?
Look at the flowers.
Right. Yeah. you know, The Shining for kids. It's abridged.
little Jackie with all work and no play.
Yeah.
That BioCow just put the cutest fuzzy
the
face
general
I've ever
list
seen. And apparently it's a bat.
Oh my gosh, it does look like a wolf or a fox. That's a bat.
Look at her face right now.
Oh, it's so fuzzy.
She is engaged right now.
Holy I need a pet bat immediately.
Oh, look.
They also carry rabies, so you want to be careful.
That's
I'm just
going
to have this be my video for the whole
if
show.
If we all get rabies, what's the difference?
Tim Tam?
Tim Tom. Yeah,
Tom.
We're brothers. Yeah,
that's the Americanized version.
Yeah.
Made by Nestle.
Actually made by Diane.
I would not that where I don't want to eat humans. We're getting weird now. I don't know.
A smattering of humans?
Yeah, like I don't want to call Tom and Tim delicious. No thanks.
Not a cannibal. Hashtag not a cannibal. We should credit Scott Hepburn, who made the Burger Noodle 5 t-shirt that Sarah is wearing.
Mm-hmm.
And sent one to all of us. We each of us have one.
Anytime I wear it, but also today, people are like, wait, whoa, excuse me. You know, where I'm like taking out my headphones, like, what? How can I help you? And they're like, what's your shirt? What is that? People love this because it's confusing enough to be like, I want to know more.
In fairness, when you said Tom Holland, I thought of like the really attractive Tom somebody
Tom
actor.
Selleck?
No, not Tom Selleck. Someone in the 30-year span between the two.
Thomas C. Holland.
Bob Hope?
I know who I'm thinking of. Tom Hardy.
Oh. He's attractive?
Yeah, you know, Tom, the Tom guy, the actor.
You know, the one named Tom.
He was the he was young Patrick
Stewart.
Sitting
here not taking offense, that's, just so you know.
That's where I remember him from, right?
You know, the good looking Tom.
I have good news for me. My cousin Molly, who's just a couple years younger than me and was always sort of my closest cousin growing up, just had a little boy today.
Oh, congrats.
And his name is Lane.
Oh, they named him Lane.
You know, like when I have a son, I'll name him Chang.
Right, in honor of Roger.
Right, yeah.
Or the Chinese takeout down the block.
And when I have a son, I will name him Otis.
There you go. Yeah, and just break the whole thing.
Yeah,
break it down.
I'm always impressed with you, Tom. Like, you're a
fitness tracker where it's just like pregnant. You're like, eh. Wow,
this is accurate. Wow. Yeah.
That changes my Friday a little
no
bit.
Kidding.
Okay.
Subsequent Fridays as well for the next 9 months, probably.
Yeah. Or 18 years. No one's going to beat my pinata with a baseball bat. That's not happening. She's just going to stay
it
there.
It could
where
be a voodoo
belongs
doll for all
she
you
may. She may move. She may,
oh, yeah.
She may
move
travel
on
around a little bit.
Like it's
you know, kind of like Seinfeld episodes where you're like, where's the Superman in the background? Like, where's Sarah Pinata? You know, we'll have some fun with it. Sarah Pinata can be hung lots of places.
Whoa, oh, that's...
Oh, she got closer. That's really scary.
You
that
know
freaked
what
me out because I looked away. I was typing.
What do you
and
mean,
I looked
Sarah?
Back. Yeah. What if she's at the mic, Sarah? Like, can you hang her directly right there?
We're about to find out, I have a feeling.
I don't think I've ever seen Sarah this happy.
Hey, Sarah Pinata. What's up?
Oh my God,
how you been?
That's so creepy.
Are you full of candy?
Is it you? Is it, or is it just a generic, you know, girl pinata that they're calling?
This is a pinata that was given to me by my landlord when I moved in. And he was like, Sarah Pinata. And I was like, thank you. Was going on vacation and I was going to be gone like longer than a week. And I don't remember what the street parking was on York, but it was going to be left for some time, but it was right outside of the front door. You know, and I even told a couple people, hey, you know, just kind of,
yeah,
that's
keep
my
an eye
car.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
When I got back, everything looked fine. And I get in and I start the car. It doesn't start. I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh man, you know, maybe the battery's out or something. Like what happened? Did I leave the lights on? Cause again, mm-hmm. These are old enough cars that you would do that. No, the entire engine had been stolen.
Wow.
Yeah.
What?
But the whole engine.
Oh, yeah. Like when you open the hood, you're like, oh, wow, there's nothing in here. Huh. That's cool.
I see what the problem is.
Yeah. We're missing a really crucial instrument. And it's sort of, you know, that moment where you're just like, well, okay.
Good day, Internet. I will say I have always dipped my Doritos in something.
Always.
Really? Always.
Oh, wow.
Well, unless okay. It's at a party and it's they don't have what I want to dip. So I learned at a very early age, and when I say early age, I mean junior high, very popular to eat Doritos and barbecue corn chips, like the Frito-Lay barbecue corn chips with cream cheese. So you at the school cafeteria, you'd get like a little packet of cream cheese. You would buy a bag of Doritos and you eat it during your break.
With cream cheese?
Ew. Oh, it's amazing. Ew, it's amazing.
Absolutely not.
I am so excited that we brought this up. This is a culinary moment that I was not expecting.
No. Whipped cream cheese.
Cream cheese has a place in this world, and that is not it.
You have lived your life as a monk. You have denied your tongue so many glories.
Less to repent for as a result. So.
There are a lot of things that my Amazon assistant does not get where I'm like, you're better than this.
Come on. Come on, Allie.
This was easy.
Oh, my God.
This was a softball. Oh, goodness.
What model are you?
I'm not sure I understand.
Yeah, because you're dumb.
What if she started crying after you said she was stupid?
I told you,
when you break the assistant and the assistant is just like
sobbing.
I gotta get another job.
That's when AI really gets good.
What if LaCroix, since Razor is branding caffeinated water, couldn't like LaCroix do something and just brand like AC units, and then you could add like a little scent things so it would smell like lemon.
I actually followed that. So you're saying like if Razer, which makes game products, can do an ancillary product like
that's a beverage
energy drink, then LaCroix, that's selling something that cools you, could also have LaCroix branded air conditioners.
Yeah, say like you like pomplemousse. You could have like a pomplemousse.
Is your air conditioner smelling like grapefruit? Well, yes, I have the LaCroix pomplemousse air conditioner.
If I ever become filthy rich through an accident of the lottery or something like that, I will buy a sports team and force them to do the Oscar Mayer Wiener song as a chant in order to win the championship.
No, that just makes you a supervillain. Like, that's not fun.
I don't care. You know what? If you could take it one step further and take a paint can shaker, you know, it shakes your paint, and put a chicken in it, and then you just scramble the eggs while it's in the chicken.
I don't think that works, Roger.
I don't think that works that way.
I'm going to try it.
Okay. Ronco has become Rajco.
And then you'll see a story from the LA Times. Man found inserting chicken in paint shaker at local Lowe's.
Against Glendale City Code.
Wow, we can hear that.
Ah, who is that?
What do we do to design?
Quiet that witch.
Just stuff that I feel like. Roger, do you know we can hear all that? Roger can't hear us. He can only hear earlier us.
I mean, this is my nightmare.
I muted the wrong thing. Roger!
God. Roger, help!
Help!
Oh.
Roger.
That was tough.
And people on Twitch, we apologize for shouting for apparently no reason.
That's probably the best part. Like, Sarah and Tom had a meltdown.
Lots of ghosts.
What's wrong with that?
The Thrumball's like, I just got to see Tom and Sarah shouting for no reason.
Roger! Roger, help!
Why? What is wrong with them?
Do I need to twitch or something?
All right.
Oh, lighten up. We could use...
Jeez, pushback.
Right. By the way, I'm going to eat some crow here because Tom DeVillain says the reason he subscribed was for Roger's birthday.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Right now on a special edition of Tools and Weapons, Brad Smith is sharing a vision for what Microsoft calls the new AI economy. It's an idea rooted in technological revolutions of the past, like the printing press, which created a vibrant marketplace of related innovations, ultimately leading to an explosion of books and readers. But he doesn't just give a history lesson. In the episode, Brad lays out the tangible ways that Microsoft is providing infrastructure and other support to those leading the charge of the new AI economy. And he explains the importance of using that infrastructure to ensure equitable access to AI to people all over the world. To stay current on insights from voices at the center of the conversation on AI, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you like to listen.
Pretty impression.
Oh, man. Well, all right, Roger, yeah. Go ahead.
Well, no. I was thinking, like, eels. The one issue I had with that band, it's still has been one guy.
So Brad, why would you, like, I'm gonna not even
why would you pluralize why would you pluralize the name it's just one guy.
Little Nas X, if you're listening, forget Mariah, you know, Tom and Roger and I could figure out something on your next remix. On remix number 11.
I would totally do it. You just sample one of my complaints and then do whatever you want with it.
There you go. Yeah. Which would be?
Anything. Tell me what you want me to complain about. I'll probably have a complaint. Oh, I see.
Not one of your popular complaints. You're available
salty.
For
or you're
your
salty.
Requests.
Commission him to complain.
Salty Roger.
They're salty tears.
You should do that Roger Complaints as a Service.
Can't hear that chainsaw, can you?
Nope.
Right, I can't. No.
So said every serial killer ever.
I'm hoping it's just because they're cutting down the tree in my neighbor's lawn, but
can't hear that chainsaw, can you?
Can you hear that?
You can't hear the screaming or the gnashing of teeth.
You can't hear those voices, can you?
My big ass has too many letters in it. It won't fit. My big ass won't fit.
I think that should be the title of the show now. You're right, Roger. I think both your kids are on the other side wherever it's going
to
end.
I think it's going to be generation and whatever emoji they decide to pick for themselves.
Generation.
Well, they'll never agree on that.
It'll be like Prince. It'd just be a symbol.
Generation taco.
The generation formerly known as.
Formerly known as poop emoji.
Oh my gosh. There's an element of humanity that is always just going to be like, meh, I don't know.
Wasn't
somebody
as
likes
good as
it.
I thought.
So yeah. I'm going to say I don't.
Yeah.
What if right. I watch it and I'm just very like, meh?
You're that guy. Yeah. You won't like it.
Or maybe.
If anyone says meh, it's going to be Roger.
I'm betting now that that's exactly. In fact, it will shock me if that's not your opinion.
Well, but then, like, would you automatically assume I didn't like it because I was being contrarian or just because I could see it in Tom's eyes.
It's hard to tell with you, Roger. It's hard to tell.
Good day, Internet. And so, of course, Tom immediately produced what I'm assuming is a Dewey Decimal System compliant organization of everything he's ever written or anyone has ever written to him, and including a bracket, a hockey playoff bracket. Who was the final?
It looks like it would have been against Edmonton.
There is a very good chance that when you wrote that note, I wasn't alive. And by the time that you had filled it out, I was.
Ooh, good.
Wait,
piece of trivia.
You the Stanley
was
Cup one?
Justin born that, during the snow?
Yeah, that the Stanley Cup playoff began before I was born. I was born while they were going on. So if you drew,
so I drew the brackets before you were born, but put in the final.
I was there. I was there for the by the time that
it's
you
it's essentially your birth certificate is what you're saying.
I have a bit of a well. Somebody pointed out that I'm turning into Michael McDonald. I look like a Michael, like a young Michael McDonald. Yeah,
but you need to wear more Trader Joe's.
Just because you have a beard.
No, there was a picture. Somebody put a side by side picture of me and
it was uncannily similar.
Enough. Yeah, that I'm turning into him. Minute by minute. And I am doing as the Romans do and talking with my hands with a wine glass in my hand. I wind up breaking this wine glass on the floor. So the lady comes over and she throws. She's like, oh, no. Don't worry. Throws a towel over the shattered glass.
Mm-hmm.
That's the end of the story.
That's it. Oh, my God. Really? I just stayed there. Fixed.
So I was like, initially she throws it over there and I'm like, oh, is this like a cool, like I never would have
trick, thought like a life hack,
how to do that. Yeah. A little life hack. Like, oh, this is actually kind of smart. No, the rest of the time that we were there drinking, she literally just walked over. Her boyfriend rode up on a Vespa and they just made out on his Vespa the rest of the time. I'm like, you want to know what? I can't imagine anything more Italian than what is happening.
What would be your go-to? Like, you're going to a movie, you're gonna have fun, you want to eat the, you know, just a bunch of crap. What do you get?
You can eliminate literally everything from the movie theater concession stand as long as you keep three things.
Okay.
The soda machine,
mm-hmm.
Popcorn,
mm-hmm.
Salt.
Of course.
That's it.
Salt? Not even the butter.
Salt? No, salt is not a category.
I'm saying whatever else. I am 100%.
No.
I am
salt 100%. Goes on the popcorn. No. You have one more category left.
Extra salt. I need extra salt. I need more salt. I will ask them from behind the counter.
You know what you're gonna have? You're gonna have a heart attack.
To get me. Hey, listen. Bury me in my joy. You know the AutoZone commercials. I remember being aggressive.
That's what
yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, being very.
Yeah, aggressive. It's like get in the zone. What zone? We're gonna punch you in the face.
Yeah. Hey, you want a muffler? Why not? What's wrong with you? Like real men buy this muffler.
Got a problem with your car? You're not gonna pay someone else to fix it like a jerk, are you?
Get in the exactly. zone.
What kind of failure are you? Well, you're a starter and an alternator, or else your wife doesn't love you.
That's right. AutoZone.
Your wife just fixed your car because she came to AutoZone.
Yeah. So we're real men matriculate. We said matriculate. Matriculators, half off. That wasn't even, that was a test. To see whether or not you know, car part, you failed. F for you.
AutoZone. O'Reilly, where are the nice ones?
What's the name of the Gallagher duo, the brothers that hate each other?
I think it's just Gallagher and Gallagher 2.
No.
Oh,
no.
You mean Oasis?
Oasis, yeah.
You mean Noah Gallagher?
Different Gallaghers.
Different Gallaghers. The other Gallaghers.
You're thinking of the British pop band.
Your magic roots showed with that answer.
LMFAO, the American Oasis.
Good day, Internet.
Queen of wishful thinking.
Well, that was Big West. That was Big West.
Also on the Pretty Woman soundtrack.
Oh, along with Roy Orbison's comeback.
Well, I don't know.
That
I'll get
too.
Over that movie. I know I will.
One day.
Yeah. Also, Roxette, Must Have Been Love, also on the Pretty Woman soundtrack. It was a great soundtrack.
That one's that song.
Yep, that's yeah. the one.
That was Swedish for rock before. What was the other band that came? Cardigans.
ABBA.
No.
Was it the Cardigans?
No. I saw the sun.
Oh, Ace of Base.
Ace of Base.
Yeah.
This is why they got their voting buttons mixed up in Sweden. They got horrible music and it makes.
What? No.
How dare you, Scott Johnson?
Let's just all distance ourselves from Scott right now.
Roger, do you prefer donkey, burrow, or ass?
Well, an ass is a different animal. It's just related to a donkey.
They're all the same.
They were the same, weren't they?
No, I thought an ass was specifically ass.
It's a donkey.
I think it's a donkey.
Well, no, not all of them are donkeys. A donkey is an ass, but not all asses are donkeys.
Ah. Donkey, I could have told you that.
Ass is it's metric for the imperial donkey.
Oh, nobody pays attention to metrics.
There's also the Nubian wild ass. The
well, there's the imperial donkey, Scott.
Yeah,
and then there's the metric the imperial donkey.
I mean,
nobody could ever remember how many asses in an imperial donkey, but there are 10 in a metric donkey.
Hey, do you guys think anyone's ever had to fend off a home invasion with a shake weight? Do you think that's ever happened? Like somebody breaks in and all they've got, like, oh, I gotta fight this guy. Oh, all I have is these shake weights.
Do you guys know about the little Siri hack that I don't know if it's just a Gen Z thing or something, but let me tell you what happens when my son asks his phone what his name is.
That your name is something.
Yes, you.
That's
you
not call, your actual
you,
name.
You put it in your contacts.
Uh-huh.
And then this is, and so what he did is just put a bunch of letters, and this is what comes out when he asks.
You're you're asking me? Hey,
good day, internet.
Hey, Patrick, how's your little one?
He is pretty awesome. He's a little bit sick. He's in a leap and he's getting back teeth in. So by the end of the day, he's so tired, he literally seems drunk. Like he's rolling around on the floor. He's
just had enough.
He laughed at everything. So
I mean, we have to ask the follow-up question. How much has he been drinking, Patrick? Right.
How much alcohol are you giving your really 1-year-old?
enough is the amount. Yeah.
Good morning, Julia. You should do a DTNS ASMR show.
Where we just eat loudly.
Yeah, we just talk like this. We talk very, very close to one another like this.
Nintendo announced it sold 15 million Switch.
That's I'm just whispering. That's not ASMR.
You have to like you have to get your mouth real wet when you do it though. You
know? Yeah.
Let me tell you it's all good. About today's daily connect.
Is that
someone just shut the show off and someone just subscribed permanently? Nth Mike in our chat wants Len to start a calendar of CEOs.
Oh my god. When I was tweeting about this yesterday, somebody said it really puts the member in prime membership.
Yeah. I like prime member. That was a good one.
I'll say this of anything that belongs to the t-shirt, that might be one of them.
Yeah, that actually, I could see people having it as a t-shirt. Like
especially if you did like membership and then has its privileges.
Make it yes.
Like, so that it doesn't have the head. It's just the t-shirt. And
oh, man.
And it just says prime member.
Yes, I love prime
member. Oh, that's even better.
Yes. Justin and Tom and Roger and I were sharing a bunch of photos before many of you connected on video, and it's a real shame because they were so cute.
Oh,
me on what I'm going to, I don't know how many tricycles I would have had before. Here's there
because Pope John Paul I.
Well, that is odd.
Yeah. Why?
Okay, so it's not
aww.
As
that. Yeah.
Here is me holding my second place math counts competition trophy.
Oh, yeah. That's you on the far right.
And
right?
Justin, look, I'm not wearing the Cardinal shirt in this picture.
You are not. No. Shockingly, they pried you out of it.
For
that. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's me right on the right. In fact, that trophy is right.
Can't see it. Can't see it. Too high.
Right here. There it is.
Ooh.
Ooh. So,
Wait, no, hold it up.
Here.
Looks like a wedge.
Regional Math Counts Competition 1984.
Math Counts. Wow.
Math Counts. That's math cool. Counts.
It is. Yeah.
Was that like cool. Science Olympiad or Academic Decathlon?
It's like Math Counts.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
You know, math. You're counting.
Exactly. Yeah. This one's pretty adorable. Here we go. This is me in a little suit. I remember it was for Easter, but I can't remember what year, but sitting on my mom's lap.
Oh,
are you in a cave?
In a
cave?
In a, I forget where this was taken.
Here's the opposite of that. Me as Tom Sawyer in the junior high school musical, Tom Sawyer.
Oh,
fence and all.
Get some dopes to paint a fence for you.
That's right.
Oh, man.
You were the lead.
I was Tom Sawyer, yeah.
You were
Do you remember, like, do you remember feeling, like, pleased with your performance?
Oh, I was pleased because I got to kiss two girls.
Oh!
And he liked it.
What?
Yes, he did.
Here's the photo evidence.
Oh, that's a real kiss.
Yeah, it's actually not. Sure, looks convincing though.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.